KQED.
California's nursing homes get state and federal funding to care for patients through Medi-Cal. The industry got an $880 million boost in 2004 with the passage of a state law. It was designed to help them hire more caregivers and increase wages. But a new report from California Watch, a project of the Center for Investigative Reporting, finds many nursing homes have cut staff in recent years and slashed wages even as their profits rose. Reporter Christina Jewett shares with us what her research uncovered. First, she explains what inspired the new law.
Well, back in 2004, there was a report that came out called A System in Crisis. Staffing was incredibly low. Turnover was very high at nursing homes. And there were some high-profile cases of elder abuse that resulted in criminal charges against one California chain. So there was clearly a problem.
And we're talking about serious violations, patients suffering from bed sores, physical restraints, heat exhaustion, and so on.
Absolutely. And the other problem was that a number of nursing homes were on the verge of bankruptcy.
When Governor Schwarzenegger signed the bill into law, he said the state's goal was to ensure better care, to, as he put it, hold caregivers accountable for this critical responsibility. Is that how things have worked out?
Well, before this law was even signed by the governor, there was some serious opposition in California. The AARP ran a full-page newspaper ad that said no blank checks for bad nursing homes. There was concern from the very beginning that there weren't enough accountability measures to be sure that this additional money resulted in better care for patients in California. And basically what I found in my research was that there were a number of homes, despite getting additional money from the state, where staffing fell or wages fell, or you're looking at homes that are dipping beneath a staffing standard that was established a decade ago.
Are we talking about all of the nursing homes, a handful, half the homes?
By no means. There are over 1,000 nursing homes in California, and we only looked at about 650 because those were the homes that were meant to benefit the most under this law, which increased Medi-Cal funding. Of those 650 homes, we're looking at about 260 homes where the staffing fell, the wages fell, or you're below that minimum standard.
What do nursing home operators say?
One said that he was able to buy new beds and train some staff. Another I spoke with said that, you know, there are nursing home owners who are gaming the system. The way the new funding works, they're finding ways to sort of spike their income without really carrying out the goals of this law. There were some homes that were billing a lot for care services like physical therapy and special equipment, very high billing rates there, but staffing going down and profits very high at some of these homes. One chain billed the state for $13 million over 2 years and just bonuses for that company's owner and his family members. And that's something that the state's actually fighting.
You talked to Toby Douglas, Chief Deputy Director for Healthcare Programs at the Department of Healthcare Services. How did he address some of the concerns you've just raised?
Well, when I spoke with Toby was very clear that his department's role was to basically set a payment methodology, set that into motion, and make sure it was working.
The goal is to continue to improve the quality of care in nursing facilities. And that means that we need to focus on many different dimensions beyond just labor. How we pay for that and how we incorporate that into the rate is something that we still need to discuss.
So what comes next?
Essentially, what happens now is there needs to be a dialogue on what this law will look like going forward. I was in a meeting this week where the state was talking to patient advocates, and the question was, should we continue to get this extra federal money or should we not? The advocates, what they basically said was, you know, that's a false choice. Of course we should get the extra money, but how can we link that to really novel, great ideas to make sure that people get the very best care they can for their loved ones?
Thank you for joining us, Christina.
Thank you, Rachel.
Christina Jewett's story will appear this weekend in newspapers around California and on the California Watch website, californiawatch.org.